Disclosure. Yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, yes, continue.
Right. Oh, he's going. It's going in the red there.
Let's hear more about the story, Steve.
Well, anyway, Steve and Keith were on their way to the store to buy robbers for Jeff, but I better not go any further because he's right behind me and you might be up here. Well, I just lit a candle for all you people who didn't know.
One of the more intelligent things you've done this week, Rob.
That's even more intelligent if I hit you.
This is
kind of neat. I think it's really neat.
Yeah, that's kind of a very good line on this drug. Would you say something? What word?
I think you should slow it down and get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, let's
hear the story.
Let's slow it down.
No, I can't.
I think we better get on with the conversation. Well,
say something.
Say something.
Say start, Ron. I'll put the. I think it's time to slow down.
And now we have the story of Joe's first night at DU, as told by fellow DU brothers, Rob Green, Greg Michael, and Jeff Newton.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Hey, stay on.
You know, I've always wanted to do this. Does anybody have any gas? Pardon for the table.
I have two.
The real thing, as long as we got
just microphones. Someone put their rear end up to it.
Joe's first night at DU.
Joe's first night at DU was a hard to forget evening. You can see how Joe wouldn't have forgotten. Joe wouldn't have forgotten it either, actually, except that he was so drunk.
Well, don't forget to tell it.
I like the way you start.
Joe has survived this from drinking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we didn't know that then.
Well, we know that now. It's just sort of adds to it.
We thought that Joe was just drinking because everyone else is drinking. He wanted to show him what he was in with him.
No, I've known Joe for a couple of years at this point.
Well, I think he got a little out of hand, though, this time.
Yeah. Well, Joe is quite an alcoholic at times.
He drinks a lot.
He just drinks
trying to show off to an extent.
Yeah.
And that's why he went past.
I think that, that's him. Is that okay?
Why don't you say what you were saying earlier about how much he...
Now he regularly, on, I guess every weekend, now he drinks a pint to a fifth. Early times bourbon.
Nothing but early times either. Times.
He gets drink beer. He's sick of it now.
Yeah, you see, he's built up all those queer tolerances, you know. He's a crazy guy.
Early times are the best of the party.
Sure, I got some really good ones, Jack Neal.
Well, the thing is, Joe's methods of drinking, he fills up how many ounces is
it? A 12 ounce glass.
12 ounce glass?
Yeah.
Okay, he fills a 12 ounce glass to the brim.
Look at that.
And he passes out shots all the time.
Then
I'm sure he gets
the stain on my sweater. It's from Joe's early times.
First night he's here. He tried the full half gallon.
Wait a minute. Let's just stick to the story so we can hear.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe's first night here, he drank a little less than a half gallon.
Yeah. Where's my hash oil?
It's
sitting at the bar the whole night.
Well, we weren't using
hash oil.
It's
not in here, man.
Yeah, the styrofoam cup early times in one hand. A styrofoam cup in the other.
It's not in here, you prick.
Well, it's around here somewhere.
Every shot early times with beer. By the end of the night, they had to drag him up into the showers and douse him with cold water. The best part was that they helped him get his clothes off down his underwear. And after an hour or so of sleep, he must have gotten restless. He must have started going to energy.
Wait. I'm sorry to this, but I forgot this hash one. Where is the hash one? Because I know you guys are using it.
Get it for me. I don't see it. I'll be damned. Thank you.
There you go, Rob.
Just
You know, this tape might have splices in it. Yeah. Where they might be broken, so
we maybe we should start again. Watch
there's plenty of tape. Just go ahead.
And Joe, after he got up, he came into my room and I was sleeping. This is my first night of DU or second night of DU.
First night.
And I was in my room sleeping on the floor and I hear this thump in the hall. Boom, crash. I don't know what it was. It sounded like somebody fell down on the floor, got up, walked a few more steps, and fell down again. He did this about 3 or 4 times. And then I just keep wondering, what is this thing? Is this some sort of a monster? This is the monster from the deep. So anyway, let's just learn. So I don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, boom, into my door falls Joe. And it was one experience in my life that I'll never forget. It was seeing Joe McNulty looking like a 400-pound baby in this big underwear diaper thing. Fall into my room.
It was wearing a cape.
Just fell right into my room, and I could see by the light, and I said, "What the fuck?" Well, it was amazing. Then he started shaking my hand, and he said,
"Oh yeah."
Wow. Do you know what I mean, Jeff? Do you know what I mean? And he said, "I'm your DU brother. I'm your DU brother." And he says, "Do you know what I mean?" And then he starts, "Be my friend. I want to be your friend. Yeah, I'm a DU brother."
I think soon after that, he felt that he had to escape for some reason, and he went running around campus in nothing but his underwear and a blanket tied around his neck as a cave.
You guys have no way of...
Then why didn't you do it?
Because I'm busy trying to turn this house on, man. You guys
how else? Now, wait a minute, Green. I experienced this one thing, and I just talked about it. How could you possibly describe it any better?
No, that's true.
And what was that part about right when you left the party? You were talking about the Nazis or something.
Especially
he made his rounds around campus and eventually ended up 3 blocks away or so. At the in front of the Delta Zeta sorority, I think. And,
DZ,
And he was chanting Adolf Hitler, kill the Jews, Adolf Hitler.
I don't think there are any Jews in DZ. Nonetheless, they were a little perturbed when they saw that. He was quite a sight then.
Always girls came out or something?
No, a few girls came out, I suppose, and looked at them. The betas, the big betas, they're the, kind of like the jackass. All those big guys came out, and I guess they ordered him back yet. But, oh god, that's cooking.
Oh, we left out one detail, I don't know if we should include it, but,
Yeah, his little finger was always protruding.
Yeah, the girls loved that.
Well, I don't know what the girls saw that, I don't even know what they saw. I'll tell him what happened with Joe Gloss as far as I'm
concerned. Raymond, take a beer.
Sure, I'll take a beer.
Really, this is really a buzz. Let's do this for 10 bucks.
Where do we leave off with Joe?
So is that... He tried to put him to sleep.
Oh, right.
He tried to put him to sleep.
Okay, we're
well,
on the
well,
show.
Well, wait
up. Well, do it then.
You didn't tell
me. Give me a break, man.
Yeah, no, I was just...
Is that guy do this all the time? Or is that this one?
This is just
one.
This is a great one.
He drinks the fifth bowl every weekend.
All that stuff he was saying about Adolf Hitler was really weird, though.
Yeah, he gets pretty heavy.
What were some of the other things he said besides Adolf Hitler? Right?
I really don't know.
Well,
he was saying all this stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Well, the story, I'll fill those details when they come around.
I don't know. But if you really want to see weird, we were trying to lose the brain, so we got him in the press and put him in. We didn't really stay for long. Now and then we check on him, see if he was still alive. Every time we checked, he wasn't. And
one time he happened to have wandered into my room. And I had all these guys in there, and he just sort of wandered in, and there he was with his. I don't know if you could picture this, though. I don't know, they've said it 100 times. This guy wearing nothing but his, you know, his
jockey shorts.
Yeah. And nothing but a blanket. You know what I mean, man? And there he was just standing there, you know, and he'd sit on the counter and totally unaware of the fact that this is the funny thing. He was totally unaware of the fact what he was wearing, you know. I'm sure he thought he was fully dressed or something.
I didn't think
he
thought
didn't
much
care, about you know, that's it for sure.
Really? Got that wasted.
No.
Didn't even notice.
This is from the party upstairs. It hasn't started yet, has it?
Well,
it's white stereo. Is it white stereo? Whose is it?
Let's see ya. No.
Yeah, that's right above us, I guess.
That's right above us, right?
Yeah, you know that room.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
The way
no, I figured out. No, I don't want to come on that.
It's a
stone, baby. Yeah, no, just lazy.
Don't step over the cord.
Don't step on the cord. You'll cut off the electricity going to.
Back to Joe. Where did George?
George, where were your impressions of Joe that first night he was so drunk?
I thought he was different. I thought he was kind of strange.
I thought he was really strange.
I thought he was very strange.
I thought he was extremely strange.
Maybe that's just...
So it's like we have a party going on.
Yes, Joe, I thought you were...
And this is Joe!
Here is our guest speaker.
Oh, Joe, he's got something... What's that for?
Why do you want me to do this?
That's what I said.
Oh. You're supposed to play it bigger. Well, Joe,
is there a party going on upstairs, or they just turn on the stereo?
Where are you going to get eyes from down here?
So there's some ice.
Joe, can you guess what we're doing right now? We're recording our voices.
We're recording our voices.
You know what we're talking about?
We're recording our breathing. It's very interesting.
Tape's running out, gentlemen.
Let's go out and get some ice, Joe.
Yeah, go out and get some ice.
Joe is not going to be on tape.
Joe, say something.
Shit, fucking cut. Can't say that on TV.
This isn't TV, it's just tape.
You can't say it on TV.
Say whatever you want.
But we'll not be announcing.
Really, we should bleep it in.
Joe on that.
Yeah. Hey, what's the story of this man? Does that guy want this tape, but he didn't?
Well, I guess you'll be serious. Can I ask a real
well,
silly
we
question?
Well, we discussed that story. We discussed Joe's story. Now we got
to know. I mean, why?
No,
why
maybe if he
this?
Wants, if he wants the whole story, he's coming back.
I thought we
were
going
to
tape
it out right now. Well, shit. Well,
I'll
set it off if he really wants the tape. If he just wants us to give it out, I don't know. If he just wants the facts for a report, he should say.
It's more the fact that before I, you know, you could put it in the